That's better. I could see you all down there. I thought, nobody's there. How come you're coming down the front? Man. Oh. Oh, we've only got how many days till Easter? Not many, is there?
15.
15? Oh, you work on a different calendar to me. So our story this morning comes from about that time. The week before Easter. Ah, donkey. What's a donkey got to do with Easter?
Jesus rode a donkey into Jerusalem.
He did. Well done. But why a donkey? Why not a horse?
Because he was in the prophecy.
Because he was what?
It was in the Bible and he would ride a donkey.
Yeah, but you know, there's something special about donkeys. Yes. Oh, you reckon? All right. Now that donkey was very special. A donkey's very special. When it was not, he was very valued. We think of donkeys now, we'd rather have a horse. Not many people have donkeys. But donkeys are a symbol of peace. And there is a verse, because it was talked about in the Old Testament, that when the Messiah came, who is who?
Jesus.
That he would ride on a donkey. That they would know that he was the king. And that was written in the Old Testament, and the Jewish people knew that. And this was a week before Easter, and the story, if it'll come up onto the thing, which decided to freeze. This story starts about a week before that happened in the first time. And Jesus was going to gather with his disciples in Jerusalem to eat together. And we often talk about that particular meal with communion. Do you remember? That's what we always remember. And so, I don't know whether that pictures. I had great pictures. So Jesus was gathering and he said to his disciples, to a couple of his disciples, to go into the town and find a donkey. And they said, well, what if somebody says not to take it? How do we know? What will they do? Aha, here we go. Now, this is the prophecy in the Old Testament that says, rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So as Jesus went, hooray, it's working. So as Jesus was walking towards Jerusalem, ready to eat the Passover, because that was the meal that he was going into Jerusalem to have with his disciples, he said to two of his disciples to go into the city and that there they would find a colt tied there. And if somebody said to him, what do you need it for? He said, just tell them that the Lord needs it. And that's exactly what happened. They found the colt that had never been ridden, and that was special too. It was never ridden. And they took the colt back and they put Jesus on the colt to take him into Jerusalem. And they just thought, well, we're going in there to have this meal together. And so he got on the colt and he rode into the town. And do you know what happened as he entered into Jerusalem? They did. Yeah, we got palms up there, haven't we? They put palms and their cloaks down, and what did they say? Yeah, they said, hallelujah, yeah, hosanna. Praise to the king. And we've sung some songs this morning saying that, haven't we? Praise to the king. And so they knew who Jesus was. The crowd knew, and there were lots of them that had seen Jesus do lots of miracles, and they were so excited to see him. Now, there were people there who thought that when the Messiah came, he was going to rescue them from the Roman soldiers. And so they kind of, in a sense, would have expected him to come in. So some of them who thought that he would come in on a big white horse and an army, an overthrow. But he didn't. He came into Jerusalem on a donkey, saying that he came in peace. So totally different. And the people recognized and they shouted, "Hosanna to the highest. Praise to God on high." And they recognized that he was the Messiah. But there were people in the crowd that didn't like that idea. They are laying down the palms and their cloaks, whatever they could find, and singing praises to God because they recognised that he was the Messiah. And this is just a week or so before Easter. But there were people in the crowd who didn't like it. And who do you think they might have been? Yeah. And they went up to Jesus and they said, "You need to stop them doing it." What did Jesus say? No. Maybe Jen could tell us. Come on, Jen. Nice and loud.
Quiet. Even the stones would cry
yeah,
out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Thanks, Jen. That even the stones would cry out if they kept quiet. So there was no stopping the fact that Jesus was being praised as the Son of God. But within a week, what happened? He died. So some of those same people, because there were people in the crowd that did not, that they were jealous and they didn't want to see Jesus praised like that. So they started to spread rumours about Jesus, started to spread lies. And a few days later, they were turning around and saying, "Crucify him." So as we come to Easter, I want you to remember that, and particularly as you come to Good Friday, to remember that we need to always keep our eyes on the truth, to listen to God very carefully. Jen has said, I think a while ago, she said, it's not okay, not okay to ignore God. You have to listen to God. And so that is our prayer, that as you come to this Easter, that you ponder and maybe look through the Bible, those stories again, and just read the passages. I'll get Mum and Dad to read them to you, because that's what Easter's about. Yep, we've forgotten about it in this world and brought in Easter bunnies and all the rest of it, but it's not about that at all. It's about that first Easter when Jesus, he knew what was going to happen and he chose to die for us. And so we're just, yes.
Why do we have eggs involved on Easter?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. Because people have forgotten an Easter egg can symbolise new life. I like to think of it, and I like empty Easter eggs, right? Because on Easter Sunday, Jesus wasn't in the tomb, was he? He'd gone. And the empty egg, to me, symbolises that the tomb was empty and the sign that so that we could have new life in Jesus and know who God is through him. But the world takes it down a different track.
Well, some people paint chicken eggs red.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Oh, I don't know why they do that one. That's a very good question, but I don't know. You've got lots of questions. Maybe we can talk about it later. Jen might have a brilliant answer to that one. Okay, so we'll just pray and then you can go back to Mum and Dad. Ah, very good. Did you hear that answer? She said red expresses love and the blood. Well, that's a good thing. I haven't heard that one before. All right. we're just going to pray. So, Father, we just thank you that you sent Jesus to die for us so that we might know you. Help us to always listen to the right voices, whether it be in a crowd or in a still small voice, but that we would always hear your voice above the clamour, and we would know always the truth of what you have done for us in dying on the cross and bringing us to new life. Amen.